sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Thursday, September 4th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a text message actually from Rod Wheeler. He lives down in Lake County. He says, how about Attorney General Dana Nessel stop spending money on trying to fight the Trump administration? Exactly. I believe I saw a number of stories somewhere last week. 29 times Dana Nessel has filed a lawsuit or participated in joining into a lawsuit against the Trump administration. How much money does it cost to join those national lawsuits? Well, now the Republicans are saying, you know what? You're wasting a ton of money in your agency, in your office, and we're cutting your budget. We'll end up seeing where this goes. Another short little story I want to get into real quick. Mackinac Island. For the second time in 6 years, Mackinac Island City Council approved a proposal allowing a United States Secret Service vehicle to drive a government official to the Grand Hotel during the upcoming Republican Leadership Conference, September 19th and 20th. A city employee told the council that the application was from U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Kyle Vaglin as a very preliminary point person, stating that they needed vehicles, but yet the appearance of the individual has not yet been confirmed. And even if that person, MERS learned, was tentatively identified as U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. Well, in fact, she does confirm there's no guarantee that a vehicle will even be needed. According to the application, it was for a temporary motor vehicle permit, potentially for the use of two armored Suburbans to transport a person protected under the United States Secret Service from the airport to the Grand Hotel. The vehicles would be brought over on September 18th and used September 19th and 20th, according to the application. If Noem attends, her presence would give the national firepower the Michigan Republican Party hoped for that it would generate compared to the lightly attended event 2 years ago in 2023. Additionally, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is also projected to appear at the conference. Although the Michigan Republican Party has not confirmed the governor's appearance. The council approved the permit and waived the fees without any debate. Why do they need a permit? Well, cars have been banned on Mackinac Island since 1898, when the village basically made it a law and not allowing vehicles due to the fact that they might frighten horses and disrupt daily life on the island. They've only allowed it a couple of times. We'll get into those. Wrap this story up on the other side. Short break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Only two times has cars been permitted on Mackinac Island. Back in the 1970s, a vehicle was hidden in a state park garage in case President Gerald Ford's safety required it. Secret Service vehicles were also allowed on Mackinac Island back in 2019 when then Vice President Mike Pence came to the Republican conference. That was September 20th and 21st of 2019. Well, this year's conference appears to be a pretty much sold out event. The Grand Hotel is sold out for both nights of the conference, and nearly all the hotel rooms on the island are booked. Not to mention many hotel rooms already booked on the mainland there in Mackinac City and even St. Ignace. So it should be a pretty well-attended event. Looking at Florida Governor Ron DeSantis possibly making an appearance, as well as Kristi Noem. So it's going to be pretty interesting to see and attend that. I'll be there on Friday, September 19th, broadcasting, doing the show there from the green room of the Grand Hotel, and then I'll be coming back home later that night. I don't stay on the island, and I don't attend Saturday. So just want to make sure that you understand we're going to be there on Friday. For any of you folks on the island, you'd like to come meet me, I'll be down in the lobby of the Grand Hotel about 12:30 after the show, after I get packed up and be heading downstairs. So if you'd like to come, shake my hand, meet me, appreciate it. Love to see you guys. JCAR, the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules, the same one that's going to be meeting tomorrow at 9:30 regarding these rules for Jocelyn Benson. Well, there were some technical changes in how municipalities and other entities operate sewer systems. This was a discussion held in the underattended Joint Committee on Administrative Rules. For the fourth time this year, Senate Democrats failed to show up. The House side of the Joint Committee showed up just as Senator Lana Tice was leaving. The committee heard from the Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy regarding language changes to sewer systems to make sure systems operate as intended, and that there are required number of workers at wastewater treatment facilities for training, and also added classifications and licensing requirements for sewage treatment plants. Stephen Ick, talking about sewage, last name is Ick, E-I-C-K, with Eagle, said basically, we want to make sure that the systems are built right and being maintained, and that these treatment facilities have the right number of people trained to be able to operate and make sure that the public health is protected. After the presentation and during the question phasing of the testimony, State Representative Jennifer Wirtz questioned Eagle if it had notified all the municipalities in the state, because they had only received 17 written comments for the entire month of public comment. Well, Eagle member Sarver said they had representatives from the UP, as well as the Michigan Water Environment Association, as well as the Michigan Rural Water Association. I think that if it's something you're planning to implement statewide, that you need to put forth an effort to contact every municipality, no matter where they're located. She went on to say that the training and education requirements are way too high for rural areas to meet. Well, State Representative Brenda Carter, Democrat of Pontiac, made a similar comment. But based on cities, they were not given an opportunity to make public comment. I know that it's not helpful to you to see all this step by step of everything that we're doing on our end, but in the future, we can be mindful of making sure that we provide additional information as we go about contacting every stakeholder in the state. Legislative liaison Sydney Hart said that there were many webinars and other local government engagement to get more people involved in public comment. She said the cities that were expressed were represented by either an association or by direct public comment. Well, no action was taken on the rules because there was no quorum. Again, the Senate Democrats did not show up. So, kind of interesting, the process, again, dealing with JCAR. And again, people don't realize that these rules through these bureaucratic agencies carry the same weight as laws. Another story we're looking at, another bill getting involved in different issues coming up in Lansing. Individuals charged with aggravated domestic violence would need to wear electronic monitoring if they were out on bond under legislation considered by the House Judiciary Committee. Current state law does not require, but does allow electronic monitoring for alleged domestic assailants who are out on bond. However, new House Bill 4525, sponsored by Chair Sarah Leitner, would mandate it. Leitner said this is part of our Safe Cities, Safe Communities platform, adding that she hopes the move would help further deter aggravated assault or stalking. The ACLU, however, opposes the bill, stating in written testimony that the bill risks creating additional strains on families during an already stressful time, limits judicial discretion, and creates an unfair and unconstitutional burden on people not yet convicted of a crime. Brianna Williams, Senior Project Associate at the Vera Institute of Justice, submitted written testimony opposing the bill, which she says proposes an improper presumption of guilt, which measures to protect against many of the documented harms, burdensome fees, and even the technological shortcomings. Well, Leitner said stakeholders are currently talking behind the scenes to consider very strict language, including discussion on what could be done to hold GPS monitoring companies liable if violations were not reported to the authorities. Dave Chappelle, Vice President of Development with Judicial Services Group, who specializes in this type of electronic measuring devices, said the devices use a variety of tools, including Wi-Fi, and have even the ability to communicate with the participants. He went on to say that he has assisted the Department of Justice in developing national standards for the industry. He praised the bill, say that it would help strengthen the rules that are set for by the courts in these domestic violence cases. Let's face it, we're all familiar with protective protection orders, but in reality, it's simply a piece of paper. It doesn't necessarily provide any other level of security other than what the courts have said you can't do something. in domestic violence cases, these devices are used to ensure that they stay away from a certain location. We provide great data. If somebody does violate a protective order, it's no longer one person's word against another. We actually have the ability to see where they're at all times. Well, Kelly Breen, the Communist Democrat from Novi, expressed concerns about the implementation cost, questioning whether the defendant, if acquitted or charges were dropped altogether, whether they would get a refund. Well, the sponsor of the bill, Leitner, said at this point, the cost is on the defendant. It's kind of like a user fee. That's what I'm going to call it. I don't see a place where they would be reimbursed for a cost that is actually ordered and used. You're kind of asking for a refund after the services have been provided. Well, Chappelle agreed, comparing it to a judge's order that domestic violence offenders not return home, even if the defendant owns the home. This is no different in my mind. If he is court ordered to stay away, he or she must stay away. So this is a bill that is being processed right now through the committees, and we'll continue to follow it. If you're accused of domestic violence, well, you could be slapped on with an electronic monitoring device, even before found guilty or not in a court of law. What about innocent until proven guilty? Just saying. Somebody can allege anything, but until it's proven, do you really have to go through this type of cost and monitoring? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. Got another story pulled up. It's a little long. We're not going to be able to get to it in this segment. Let me check the text messages. Oh, yeah, I got a couple of comments here. We had a situation where a family member was being abused by a husband. The protective restraining order did not keep him away. I think this personally is a good idea. Okay, very good. One last message real quick. If you're not guilty, why are you being treated like you are? That was basically my point as well. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number three. Last half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News.